Right, good morning. Thank you so much. Happy spring, everyone, by the way. Can you believe it's September already? Like, where did August go? Where did the rest of the year go? This morning's message is entitled Check Baggage Here. And obviously, thank you so much all for being here this morning, and a special thank you to our guys who are joining us online and at home. This is the broadcast that goes out live, so I'm hoping I can do justice to it. Does this look familiar to anyone? Does anyone else leave the house in the morning looking like this? I'm not making this up. This is genuinely, these are the bags that I carry as I leave the house every morning. I'll have my handbag. I've got my laptop bag. There's normally, John's got some supplies for school and his school bag, because apparently he can't carry that himself, even though it's got wheels. And then there's the stuff I take with to work, lunch and books and whatnot. And so I leave the house normally in a frenzy every single morning because I'm chasing kids up. It doesn't matter how early we wake up. We're somehow always running late out the door. You wake up and you're already late. So I don't even know how that works if it's early. And then you are going and we're going and we're getting there. And then in the afternoon, I get to come home and I have to carry all of these out the car. And I normally also would have stopped at the shop somewhere for bread and milk. And I can never just buy bread and milk. So, you know, what should be one bag actually becomes like three bags. And so I'm trying to carry all of this stuff with me all the time. And the inspiration for this morning's message is, in fact, this morning's message. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a moment. But I've got a photo. Ooh, there's an edge to the stage. It's one way to put the bags down quickly is to fall off the stage. I've got a photo here. Does that look familiar to anyone? Anyone ever? You'll see it's maybe it's a bit blurred there. It's a whole lot of bags in someone's hand. And where we live in a block of flats. So it's not a very big block, but we do have to park downstairs or outside and then carry things in and up a few flights of stairs because there's no lift or anything. And so this is a photo that I took yesterday. Does that look familiar to anyone? That is Fricky yesterday with the groceries that I brought back from Checkers. That's all the groceries that were in my car, and I got bags and bags and bags of them. And I said, hey, I'm preaching on this tomorrow. Can you carry everything inside for me and let's show them how it goes? I'm not that bad. I took the cornflakes box from him. Okay, so like I'm a good wife. But this is literally what I leave the house looking like in the morning. And when I come home in the afternoon, much to my husband's disgust, I normally open the door. We have the dining room right there. And I kind of do something like this. And then you hear him. Is that an amen from my husband at the back there? And he's always saying, why does the dining room table look like a secondhand shop? And it's because I pretty much dump it there and that's where I leave it. Until I come to pick it all up again the next morning. Occasionally, I'll change out the lunch because I'm that kind of good mother, you know. But I say that because I was telling the first service, my handbag. Did anyone remember the movie Mary Poppins? Remember her and that bag and stuff just kept coming out of it? This morning, I thought, oh, let me just make sure I've got a mask. So I opened my bag. It's phenomenal, just what I carry in my handbag. I even pulled an apple out of there this morning that I think I put in like a week and a half ago, you know, because I was being good and going to eat an apple for lunch, and clearly that didn't happen. And for some reason, if anyone needs a pair of socks to fit a four-year-old, I have a pair of those in there too. So it's just random stuff. But the thing that got me inspired for this message was, in fact, when Tim phoned and said, would I preach? And I was in a good mood, so I was like, yes, I'd love to. And then it got closer to the time, and I was like, how? I have so much happening. There's so much going on. How? How am I supposed to do this? How am I supposed to pull this off, you know? And that got me thinking, you know, we walk around with bags every day because we like to pack for just in cases, okay? So we have all sorts of things that we carry around. But the good thing about these is that when we walk inside, we can dump them down. And we can leave them. We can choose to put these ones down. But the reality is that in today's day and age, often we are carrying bags which you can't see so easily, and yet they are just as burdensome and probably even more difficult to carry than an entire load of groceries from the car. Because we live in a flat, like I said, and so we'd rather break our arms than take two trips to the car, you know? Sometimes we're like that in life. I'd rather just bear it all because I'm strong and I'm tough and I can do this. And along the way, our steps get slower, our arms get heavier. And I don't know, and I was saying to the first service, maybe this is a medical condition, I should go and get it checked out. I'm hoping it's something we all experience. But when I carry these, and these are pretty light this morning because I brought them as props, but when they're full, they're full and they're heavy. And after I've carried them, I suppose it's from pulling like this, I can actually feel a pain across the sternum, you know, on my chest. Not inside, I'm not talking like a heart pain, like a muscle pain of that pulling from having carried stuff and being so determined or stubborn and refusing to let it go that I carry it. And at the end, when I put it down, I still have this weight on my chest. And I believe spiritually, so many of us are carrying bags around with us these days that we don't need to carry around with us, that we really shouldn't be carrying around with us. And even in those moments where you think, yes, I can put it down, I can go to bed now, end of the day, climb into bed, but there's still this weight on our chest. There's still this tapping on our shoulders. There's still this pull in our arms from these burdens that we insist on carrying that we really don't have to because we are not called to. And so this morning, it's going to be a pretty simple message. We're just going to look at three simple points. What do we carry? What should we carry? And what can we do about it? And so I know there's rugby on later, so I promise you'll be home in time for the second half. What time is that? We're good. I've got my husband at the back with the clock. But really and truly, I enjoy an author named Max Lucado. Anyone familiar with his writing? I've got lots of his books. And one of the images in one of his books that he speaks about is how there's these people walking around with trash bags. So there are people walking around with black refuse bags, and some of them carrying more than one. And you see them, and everywhere they go, they've got these black bags. And when they're sitting down in the park, the bags are on their laps. And when they're in the shopping center, the bags are over their shoulders. And when they're in the restaurants, the bags are on the tables in front of them. And he speaks about how ludicrous it would be if that was what we really went through every day. I mean, imagine literally taking all your trash that you would normally tie up and put on the verge for it to be collected by the Itakwini municipality. Imagine instead you decide to carry it around with you everywhere you go. I mean, it doesn't make much sense. In fact, if anything, it's burdensome. You can't see where you're going because it's in front of you. You trip up over it all the time. It gets in your way when you're trying to do things. I mean, there's just no convenient way to carry all the rubbish that we've got to carry it with us. It doesn't make sense. And so we quite freely, once a week, go and put it out on the verge and get the rubbish guys to come and collect it because it's a burden to us and we don't want it. So if we can do that with our physical black bags, why do we not do the same with our spiritual rubbish that we tend to lug around with us? The things that we know we shouldn't carry, but we do it anyway. The bad habits that we battle with. The blame, the guilt, the unforgiveness, the anger, the offense that we carry around with us. The life groups are busy at the moment with the bait of Satan. And you'll remember a few weeks ago, the promo video where there was that guy who had a piece of fence with him. He was carrying a fence with him everywhere. And he was getting so annoyed because he just couldn't get things done and he didn't understand why. But all the while, he was carrying this burden that was just ridiculous to carry. That's what it's like for us. We've got all the stuff that we know we should let go of. We know it's not healthy. We know it's rubbish in our lives. And yet for some reason, we're stubborn and we insist on carrying it. But these aren't the only type of bags that we have. You see, the rubbish, the bad things, they're the things that are easy to identify. They're the things you're like, oh, that's a habit I really should work on, and I know I should change that. And we might try, and maybe we'll succeed with one or two objects in the bag, but there's always more, and there's always other things that we pick up. But they're easily seen. You can tell it's a rubbish bag, and you know what you should do with it. But there's also other types of bags that we carry around with us. And that's why we've entitled it Check Baggage here this morning. Has anyone ever had the privilege of working with one of these when you go to the airport? Right? This bag has traveled further than I ever have in my life. It comes from my sister who lives in Bermuda. And she tends to come out here for Christmas with more bags than what she goes home with because she buys all sorts of nice goodies for us. So she always leaves bags. This is one of the bags that she left behind at my mom's house because she just doesn't need it. And so it's traveled from Bermuda to New York. It's been in Kenya recently because a friend of mine was there in July, so she borrowed the bag. And the cool thing about these bags, yes, they've got wheels, but if you've ever been in the airport, I mean, they're pretty burdensome to lug around. But you know what I like about them? They just look so smart. They make you look so efficient. So when I go and fetch my sister from the airport, I will take her bag and I'll be like, look at all these people. They think I've traveled somewhere. Look at how important I look. Look at me. Look at me. Yes, seasoned traveler. Really, I've just come from the car to the terminal and back, but they don't need to know that. Even this morning, when I had to come out to go get my car, I walked out on the road and then down the driveway, and a car came up, and I was very like, look at me with all my bags. Like, they must think I'm really important. Look at me traveling somewhere, clearly going on an airplane. Got important places to go, important people to see, efficiency at its best, right? These bags can be just as burdensome as these ones, but sometimes they're more difficult for us to identify and put down, because these are all the bad things we carry around with us, all the bad habits, the stuff we know we shouldn't carry. And then you get the stuff that we really think, oh, but this isn't so bad. You know, it's good stuff, but good stuff isn't always God stuff. And sometimes we need to learn how to identify what is of God and what isn't of God and what we should be putting down. And I think what you spoke this morning, Brent, when you spoke now after the praise and worship, and even the worship songs themselves this morning, if God was trying to speak to us at ever before, it's in this message. I mean, every worship song we sang this morning, the message that Brent brought after worship, and the sermon that I feel God has laid on my heart for today, I believe God is speaking to us as individuals and as a church and as a nation, as believers in this day and age. There's stuff we need to put down. It might be good stuff, but if it's not intended from God, it's not for us to carry. The good intentions. I'm the queen of phoning people saying, oh, we must catch up for coffee. And then we never do. And then I feel guilty about it. But it's a good intention. The pressures we put on ourselves at work. The unrealistic expectations that we place on ourselves and that we allow other people to place on us. They're good things, but they're not meant for us to carry. It's the added pressures. It's the burdens. And this morning, the heart behind this message is that we would recognize the things that aren't of God and that we would place them down so that we can pick up the things that are of God and continue with our journey. And now I should look at my notes. I really should. So, the things that we carry could be good things. They could be bad things. But ultimately, the question we need to ask ourselves is, are they godly things? Are they things that God has placed into our arms and intended for us to carry? And so how can we identify this? How can we know this? And the ultimate question we need to ask ourselves, and if you can think of any bag you're carrying this morning, answer this. Who packed the bag for you? Who has given you that load to carry? Is it people outside? Is it other people? Is it colleagues, friends, family, even with good intentions? Is it something we've picked up ourselves and we keep picking up because we believe we can? No, come on, I'm strong enough for this. I'm strong enough for this. I can do this. Yeah, just one more thing. I can do that. Yeah, sure, no problem. I'll just, yes, you want to take, yeah, I've got a little bit of space here. I'll take it on. And ultimately what happens, you might start off feeling energetic, but you don't get very far down the road before you feel the weight of the burden and how difficult it is to carry. And then it becomes increasingly hard to put down because you go, what's everyone going to think? Or is it a bag that God has packed for you? Because those are the only ones that we should be carrying. In Luke 9, Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he's sending them out. And he's sending them out on a mission to go and heal diseases and cast out demons. So he calls the 12 disciples to him, and this is what he says to them. Luke 9, verse 1 to 4. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. In a later verse, he even tells them that when they get to a place that doesn't accept their message, they must even shake the dust from that place off. In other words, take no added burdens with you. All right, so what does Jesus say? He says to them, here, I'm sending you out on a mission. What must you take? Nothing. Can you imagine the disciples' reaction? Like, okay, Lord, so we're going now. We're going, you need us to go. We'll go, Father, we'll go now. And he's like, no, take nothing. You're like, no, don't worry, I'm not taking anything. He's like, no, take nothing. Not even the stuff you think you're going to need. He says, because I will provide everything you need along the way. Take nothing with you. And he clarifies just what that nothing is. No staff. Nothing for you to lean on apart from the power of God. He says, no extra bread. Nothing for you to worry about. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to provide for you along the way. No extra shirts. Don't even worry about tomorrow, he says, because what I'm going to provide you with will be enough for today, and then tomorrow I will provide again. And I believe that's a message for his disciples, yes, back then, but it's also a message for his church today. Is everything okay? Oh, see, everyone getting up and leaving. It's not that bad, is it? Okay, my husband's relieving himself of his shoes outside because they're being lobbed at the monkeys. So if anyone can help get shoes off the roof later, please. So Jesus says, take nothing with you for the journey because I will provide what you need along the way. How often do we plan a journey? Let's see who can relate to this. You're going somewhere, and so you pack your bag, but you pack a lot of extras just in case. Does anyone do that? My younger sister came here. She lives in Cape Town now. She came here for a long weekend. I think it was last year sometime. She came, so it was like a four-day trip. She came with 10 pairs of shoes, and we were like, why would you? Yeah, she likes shoes. But 10 pairs of shoes for a four-day trip, and then I thought, yeah, I don't really have that many shoes, but I do the same like I'm taking the kids on school tour. It's a three-day journey, and I'm leaving wearing clothing. So all I need is an outfit for the next 2 days, and I will have like 7 different outfits in my bag just in case. Do any of us do that? We add extra burdens to ourselves just in case. The Boy Scout motto, always be prepared. And Jesus is saying to his disciples, you don't have to worry. If I've called you to it, I have prepared the way. If we're on the journey that God has called us to, he will provide what we need because he has prepared what we need along the way. And so we don't have to weigh ourselves down with this extra baggage, whether it's the bad stuff or the good stuff. We don't have to worry about packing just in case of bad weather, or what if there's nothing to eat, or what if there's nowhere to shop, and what do we do? And God's like, no, if you're on the journey that I have set before you, I will provide for you. And that's the only journey you should be on. Which means we should have nothing extra apart from the bag that God has packed for us. And so how can we let go? How do we go, well, I know there's stuff I shouldn't have, but it's so difficult to put it down. What can I do, Lord? What can I do to stop myself from constantly picking up the bags? I mean, we'll come to church on a Sunday and we'll speak about putting our bags down and laying down our burdens. And it's so easy to do when we're in this environment where there's praise and worship and there's prayers and there's support and you think, oh, I can leave this bag at the door. It's no problem. But then on the way out the door again, we pick it up. And we keep walking. Church really should be like the world's worst airline. You know when you check your bag in for a flight and then they lose your luggage? Have you ever had that? We should never. And sometimes they'll find the luggage and deliver it. Church should be like the world's worst airline. Once the bag is checked in here, once you've laid the burden down here, it's gone. And that's exactly what it should be like for us as believers. When we take our burdens to Christ, they're not ours again to pick up. And we shouldn't burden ourselves with even looking for them. We should go, that's it, Lord. I've handed this over to you. I won't carry it any longer. But what I will do is carry the things you have called me to carry. If God has been the one that packed your bag, that's the only bag you should be carrying. In Matthew 11, verse 28, there's a very famous verse that we're going to read in 2 different versions this morning. That most people are familiar with. So Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30 says this, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Message version says it like this, are you tired, worn out, burnt out by religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Oh, what a promise. You see, I think all too often in today's day and age, we see people carrying these and laptop bags and other bags, and we go, sure, they're winning at life. Look at how organized they look. Look at how efficient they look. And we strut around going, look at me, I'm a seasoned traveler. I mean, they don't really know where I've been, but so long as I look like it, so long as I look like I got it all together, what a burden to bear if we're not called to bear it. And God's saying, Jesus is saying in that verse, he's like, come to me and I will give you rest. And that word rest, if you go and look it up in the Greek original meaning and you translate it into English, means to be refreshed. In other words, he's going to refresh us and renew us. There's this almost like this breath that you can take again, where there was this pressure on you before. That's the kind of life that Christ offers us as his church. He doesn't want us to be so burdened and so overloaded that we miss the path because we're trying to hold it all together and we're feeling tired and we're feeling worn out and we're feeling exhausted and we're feeling overwhelmed. He says, no, 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 come to me. Lay it all here. And I'm going to give you my yoke upon you. I'm going to give you my teachings. I'm going to give you my rest upon you. Notice there's two verbs there. There's take. So he says, sorry. First he says, come. So he says, come to me. Bring all this to me. And then he says, take what I'm going to give you. How many of us pray for the promises of God? We pray for the provision of God. And we're saying, Lord, please provide for us. Lord, this is what I'm praying into. Father, this is what I feel like I need. But we're doing it like this. Like, Lord, please just fill my hands, Father. Fill my heart. And he's like, I would. But there's not much space to fill them. Put this down first. Come to God. And then take what he gives us. The yoke, I'm sure most of you know this because it's been preached before, but the yoke that he speaks about there is the kind of yoke, Y-O-K-E, not in an egg, but the kind that you would put over two oxen when they are teamed together to pull a plow or to pull a wagon. So you would put one ox alongside another animal, alongside another ox, and it almost looks like an M shape nowadays, the yokes that they use. And they've obviously padded and got all sorts of bells and whistles so they're comfortable for the animals. But they are heavy to bear, and they help the animals to work together as a team to pull the load. Now, the yokes that Jesus would have been referring to were slightly more rudimentary. They were more basic. It was basically just a beam of wood that went over the one ox and the other ox. And then there was another beam of wood that led back to the plow or to the wagon. In other words, it was a beam of wood and a beam of wood. And he says, come and take my yoke upon you. Come and take the very familiar symbol that we use for Christianity. Take that upon you. He says, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when they teamed two oxen together, when they do it, they still do it today. When they team them together, they will take an older, more experienced ox and team it with a younger, newer one who doesn't know the ropes yet. And in so doing, the older ox actually bears the load. All the younger ox has to do is follow with in that direction that the older ox is going. When Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, he's saying, not you're my team of oxen over there and I'm going to yoke you guys together. He's saying, you're on my team and you are going to be yoked. You are going to be joined with me. He's the older, more experienced ox. And I mean no disrespect by that. He's the older, more experienced team member, and we yoke in alongside him. And he bears the burden, and he bears the load. And yes, there's still work for us to do. Please don't go on Monday now and quit your job and be like, the Bible says I must do nothing. That's not what it's saying. It's saying we've got to do the things that God has provided for us to do, not the things we think that are righteous or bad or things. Has God called you to it? Has God packed your bag? Are you yoked together under the teachings of Christ with Christ? Because that's the only way that we will live freely and lightly as we journey through this world. So he's saying, not you're the oxen over there. He's saying, come and join my team. Be attached and joined to me, because I take the burden, I take the load, and all you have to do is follow alongside under my provision. That's the life that we as believers are called to live. What a promise there is for us in the Word of God. We think this is winning at life. It's not. It's just struggling through under a good facade. This is winning at life. The teachings of Christ over us and guarding us, and his word and his heart, and being on his team, and saying what we should be doing is taking every single bag we've got, every single item that we feel we have to lug around, and passing it through the filter of his word and saying, Lord, is this part of your yoke for my life? Is this part of your teaching? Is this something you have called me to carry? And it's easy with the bad stuff, the unforgiveness, the blame, the offense, the anger, all the bad things we know we should put down because we know they're not of God. But all the other things too, the things that we think are good, but are they godly? Are they ours to carry? When we're able to let go of those and to take up what God has designed for our lives, we will live freely and lightly and with refreshed souls. There won't be this burden and this worry and this weight upon us. There'll be this refreshment that overflows. In 1 John 5, verse 3, it says, this is love for God, to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. If it's a weight upon you, it's something to bring before God and ask him to either take it from you or to teach you, if it's something he's called you to carry, to teach you how to carry it in his way. I'm going to end off this morning with a very familiar psalm, and I hope that you will, as I read it, I hope that you will now listen to it through the filter of what I've shared here this morning. It's Psalm 23, which is a psalm of David, one that we quote all the time. But let's listen to it with the intention of saying, well, Father, this is what you've intended for my life. And let me put down all the things that aren't of you and pick up the things that are of you and journey under your teaching. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We're going to pray this morning, and I'm going to ask that as you stand to pray with me, you put down whatever it is that you're carrying this morning that you feel like, how can I put it down? Or I know I should, but I can't under my own strength. And when we leave here, we leave them here. Let's stand together. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, and our hearts are humbled. Lord, in today's day and age, it's so easy to carry this weight and this burden and this bulky load around, Lord. But Father, we pray for each and every person here this morning that, Lord, you would release us of those burdens. You would teach us, Father, how to put them down, how to lay down anything that is not of you, whether it is bad or whether it is good. Father, we pray that all that we carry would only be that which you have placed in our hands. Father, may we be yoked together with your Son. Lord, may we follow the teachings of Jesus. And through them, Lord, may we learn. May we not be burdened, Father, but may we be energized and refreshed. Father, full of life and love and lightness, Lord, that we would share your word and bring your name glory, Father. And at the end of this journey, Lord, when we get to heaven, that you would say, well done, good and faithful servants. Lord, that we didn't carry anything that we did not need for the journey, but that we relied on you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.